A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 23rd chapter, verses 1 through 12. Then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat, so practice and observe whatever they tell you, but not what they do, for they preach but do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to move them with their finger. They do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long, and they love the place of honor at feasts and the best seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplace and being called rabbi by others. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. And call no man your father on earth, for you have one Father who is in heaven. Neither be called instructors, for you have one instructor, the Christ. The greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word today, we welcome Pastor Thomas Arnold, Trinity Lutheran Church, Mount Angel, Oregon.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I attained to the knowledge of the Holy One, who has gone up to heaven and come down, whose hands have gathered up the wind, who has wrapped up the waters in a cloak, who has established all the ends of the earth. What is his name? And what is the name of his Son? Surely you know. Under three things the earth trembles, under four cannot bear up: a servant who becomes king. A servant who would be king, a king above all kings, who would stoop so low as to make himself a servant for his lowly, undeserving subjects, the same subjects who would demand his death. A lamb so meek, so mild, that its grace moves the very pillars of earth and heaven in its sacrifice upon an altar made of wood and nails. The earth and all of creation groans with the beginnings of birth pangs, like a woman who agonizes in the throes of labor, but knowing that something greater, more perfect, is to come. This king has come to be the sacrifice that redeems his people in blood and water, word and spirit. He is a light come into the world, and he is salvation to his people. A prince would be king, cast down from a heavenly throne. This one, however, knows no love, knows no mercy. This one cannot create, it can only destroy and twist truth into lies. He calls sin pure and his filth cleanliness. Sacrifice for this prince means the devouring of souls like a rampaging lion filled with heated lusts and hateful desires. This one is no lamb, and there is no grace here, only condemnation. There is no redemption for others in him, only the seething desire to be lifted up above all others. This fallen prince, he seeks only his own redemption for his own sake. For him, this prince of filth and lies, the birth pangs of what is to come is a terrifying thing, foreshadowing his final demise. It is his defeat at the hands of the one who, for all appearances, is lesser, is weaker than him. This one, cast from being in the very presence of God's eternal light in heaven, cannot even reflect light back, so dark and corrupt is he. The greatest among you will be your servant, for those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Me, pick me! Me first! Hey, you cut in front of me, that's mine! On any given day, at any given time, in playgrounds, daycares, and schools across the country, small, shrill voices echo these words. Huge egos in tiny bodies, told all their life that there's nothing more important than their own personal wants and needs. They see the world only as their oyster, and theirs alone. Like chickens, a pecking order soon develops, and those on the bottom eke out a miserable existence of bullying, taunts, innuendo, and gossip. And those who remain docile and kind, they are eaten alive and buried, foothills and footstools in the grade school social version of King of the Mountain. That job was mine. He had it in for me from the very beginning. You gotta look out for number one. I need some me time. I deserve it because I'm worth it. You ever wonder where our kids learn their behaviors? You hear the same strident cries of self-justification and self-promotion in the lunchrooms at manufacturing plants, to Fortune 500 boardrooms, the employee smoking areas at Walmart. And you even hear things like this among those who work in the ministry. It's the same desire to be lifted above others, to be exalted above our neighbor. It's the same issue that Satan had before God finally hurled him down from heaven. It's also the very same issue that Adam and Eve had, wanting to be as God, exalting themselves above their Maker and Father. And you know what? Their kids continue their evil behavior to this day. How often do we exalt ourselves and seek our crowns here on earth rather than in heaven? After all, if you're seen as humble by the world, you're perceived as being weak and incapable, an undesirable trait to be weeded out like some barnyard animal. How often have you heard spoken to a child, "Assert yourself, stand up, you're number one." Yet the child who turns the other cheek becomes a target for scorn and abuse. And knowing this, the prince of perdition, he wrings his hands in dark pleasure, having more fodder for his own plans of self-aggrandizement. Me, me, me. It's all about me. I deserve it, and I'm worth it, and the devil take the hindmost. You know, it's the same issue that the Pharisees had in today's lesson. It's the same problem we still have to this day. Oh, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, be most rest assured the devil will take the most hindmost, as those who seek to be first in the kingdom end up being last. And those who seek to be served instead of being servants for the kingdom will be cast outside into the darkness where there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Do you take the humility of Christ and turn it into your own accolade? Or do you perhaps serve the kingdom at the expense of family and loved ones, making yourself a martyr in your own cause, and that cause being self-idolatry? Is service to God for you simply a means of advancing your own agenda, even if it causes offense and schism? Is your humility a mere facade while your pride puffs up and makes you your own Messiah? Oh, but remember, you deserve it because you're worth it, no matter what the cost, although that cost might be your very soul. So what is it to be humble before the Lord, then? Where do we see it? It manifests itself in deeds done without thought of self. It seeks no redress of personal wrong and sets itself between the oppressed and the unjust for the sake of the weak and the defenseless. It pushes aside the ego of self for the benefit of the other. It approaches the altar of God in fear and trembling, yet in joyful anticipation of the wonderful things promised and given in His body and blood. Humility is seen in the sinner who comes to the baptismal font to be cleansed and sanctified in the water and the Word. In this lowly water and this simple yet powerful Word, we are humbled so that Christ may be exalted in us. Finally, this humility is known in the exaltation. In the exaltation of the weak, of the widowed, the sick, the poor, and the lost. All over the strong things of this world, over the wisdom of this world, and over the prince of this world who desires nothing more of us than that we would put ourselves before all things, even God in heaven, for the sake of our own wants and desires. You see, brothers and sisters, God lifts up the small things of the world that lay at His feet. He exalts that which has been cast down, and He uses the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He seeks those who have laid their burdens of sin and brokenness at the foot of the cross, knowing that they are forgiven for the sake of the only one who showed true humility before both God and man. The Christ who divested Himself of all that He had so that we who knew nothing but sin and depravity, might have all that He was given by the Father, even unto life eternal. Jesus, and only Jesus, showed true humility, even to the point of death on a cross. Well, two things I ask of you, Lord, do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, "Who is the Lord?" Brothers and sisters in Christ, humble yourself before your Lord and Savior. Seek not the exalted and mighty things of this world, but seek the small, the lowly, the weak, and the things unwanted and undesired by the world and its prince. For these are those which are sought by God, and these are you and I. who have been brought low so that Jesus may be exalted in us, his power made manifest in the world, so that others may believe and so be saved. Now may the mercy of God the Father, the peace of Christ the Son, and the communion of the Holy Spirit keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen.
We thank Pastor Thomas Arnold for today's meditation on God's Word.